Today's message is 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. Time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. You ever had a really, really rough flight, Jill? Been on one?
Oh, maybe parts of it that were, but yeah. Like I didn't really think we're going down.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little bit of turbulence.
Yeah, I've had turbulence a couple of times. But you know, as many times as I've flown, I can only remember
pretty
maybe
lucky.
One time, you know, and it was just like, there's a little... almost like hitting a pothole in the
mine
air.
Mine were a lot because I used to fly from Arizona before Allegiant. And so we would fly in these little puddle jumpers
right.
from Denver and from Salt Lake to Rapid. And they were brutal landing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember those.
Well, there was also a winter storm that went through the Northeast here last week.
Yeah. Nor'easter.
Actually more like the week before last.
And we're all losing track of time.
We are. It was a pilot who landed at Washington Dulles International Airport said that nearly all the passengers threw up.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Nearly all
imagine?
Of them. Yeah. And as the flight made its turbulent descent, and it was due to raging winds battering the entire region. And so this winter storm just totally... it made it like a toy, just like bouncing around in the air. And so, but here's the thing is that this is all in the pilot's report. Because the pilot reports starts off very bumpy on descent.
Very bumpy.
Yeah. And
very vomity later.
And so pretty much everyone on the plane threw up. This is still the report. Pretty much all of them.
Oh, that's so awful.
And see, that's what, I look at it and I go, I'm pretty good about that stuff. I I can't imagine myself throwing up. But I got to tell
everybody
you,
in the plane's
if everybody
barfing,
else is throwing
everybody's
up.
Barfing.
And if you're sitting there and you're listening to,
that is enough for me to be like,
yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I would have been like, all right, I'm out.
See, putting your headphones
here,
back
that's
on.
Right.
Closing your nose.
Right. Your head's bouncing off the window. don't get any on me. See that?
That is totally me.
That would be, I would be all like, you threw
do
up over there.
Barf
all right.
On me.
I'm going to the bathroom. What? the last comment that he put was, pilots were on the verge of throwing up. That's bad.
They kept it together.
That is bad.
That's when you lock that door and you start burning a candle or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're legal to do that. Probably not.
I don't think so, but okay. And the turbulence was a result of Winter Storm Riley, which brought 71-mile-per-hour winds to the Virginia airport by late morning, according to the National Weather Service. Passengers were put on a bus to Philadelphia, only to spend hours on the road navigating road and bridge closures.
Oh, and they're all like sick to their bellies anyways.
Oh, yes.
Like, who wants to be in a bus after that?
And the storm pounded a wide swath of the country from Great Lakes to the Big Apple. And it began with this heavy mix of rain and snow. And then the wild winds happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I think that...
At least they're alive.
Right. They are alive. They're alive. And apparently had a kind of a funny pilot, Pilots are on the verge of throwing up. All right? So that's what happened. You guys want to know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. Pilots are on the verge of throwing up. And so
they kept their... ducks in a row.
Yeah, and these people that run into somebody is like, oh, we had the worst flight. It was so bumpy. And they're like, you don't know bumpy. You don't know bumpy.
Did somebody throw up on you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. How about the whole plane? The pilot even said nearly everyone. Actually said pretty much everyone. So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.